Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The threat of a federal government shutdown was easing after the House swiftly approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
So I think at the end of the day, we kept the government open, kept paying our troops to finish the job we have to get done.
The measure now goes to the Senate, which is also meeting Saturday. The bill drops aid for Ukraine but adds U.S. disaster assistance. House passage came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. It was a head-spinning turnaround after days of House chaos. Without a deal in place by midnight, millions of federal workers would face furloughs, and programs and services that Americans rely on would begin to face disruptions. Senators are expected to vote later Saturday. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference in an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. AP's correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The summit is an attempt to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries by creating their own defense industry within Ukraine. The event, attended by around 250 defense companies from more than 30 countries, marks a new development in the international support of Ukraine. The focus had previously been on delivering weapons, resulting in a depletion of stocks for many nations in order to support Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
More than 60,000 protesters gathered in the Swiss capital Bern on Saturday, demanding tougher policies to combat climate change, organizers said, less than a month ahead of a national election. Such large protests are rare in Switzerland and show growing public frustration with the pace of policymaking to combat global warming, despite ample evidence of its impact. Switzerland's glaciers have shrunk by 10% in 2 years, while September was the hottest on record in a country warming at more than twice the global rate. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Washington has set a hearing date for a limited gag order on former President Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Judge Tanya Chutkan will hear arguments in her court on October 16th. Federal prosecutors cite what they say is a continuing pattern of incendiary and intimidating statements in the case charging Trump with scheming to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team early this month requested an order aimed at reining in Trump's attacks in the case. In their latest sightings, they noted an appearance in South Carolina in which Trump admired a handgun, as well as a social media post in which he suggested retiring Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley committed treason and should be executed. Trump's lawyers have denounced the gag order request. Norman Hall, Washington.
Police have shoved and wrestled with justices of Guatemala's top electoral tribunal as prosecutors sought to seize the tally sheets of votes from the August presidential elections. There were harrowing scenes Saturday of justices holding tight to boxes as police tried to wrestle them away. 70-year-old Justice Maynor Franco, wearing a suit and tie, refused to give up his grip on a vote box, even as a much younger agent tried to wrestle it away. Justin Blanca Alfaro pleaded with officers not to take the boxes because they represented the will of the voters. She was shoved and briefly fell to the floor during the fracas. Retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff's Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in defense of American democracy and the Constitution on Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top post to his successor. VOA's Patsy Wittakusara reports.
It's not the usual farewell speech of a retiring American top general.
We don't take an oath to a king or a queen, or to a tyrant, or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it.
The office of General Mark Milley did not respond to queries about who the retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman was referring to, but some speculate it was a thinly veiled jab at former President Donald Trump, who is seeking a return to office. Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News at the White House.
At least 9 miners were killed after a shaft in a Zimbabwean gold mine collapsed. An engineer at the site and the Miners Federation said Saturday. Mine engineer Hussein Piri confirmed to AFP that rescuers had located the bodies of the 5 miners stuck under rubble. The accident occurred on Friday in Shigudu, about 120 kilometers west of the capital Harare. State television ZBC said at the Bay Horus mine. The South African country's Minister of Mines, who was there to oversee rescue efforts, confirmed 21 miners had escaped. I'm Alexis Strope.